Welcome to the RRBF podcast. In Dutch, it's called The Steen. In English, it's called, of course, The Stone. These podcast episodes are made possible by Hollis. We made these episodes during the MIPIM in Cannes at a sunny rooftop bar, and we interviewed a couple of people from the industry about what is going on at MIPIM, what is going on in their business. We talked about, of course, ESG. We had a couple of amazing sessions, so I hope you will enjoy all episodes that we recorded together with Hollis. Enjoy listening. Here we are at the Hollis rooftop.
We are. Are we doing this in English today?
Yes, Roger? Of course we do it in English.
It's a very international crowd this time, right?
Why not, Roland?
Well, people are used to our quarterly meetup.
Then we do it in Dutch.
Expo. Well, we don't have to do it in Dutch. We can do it in English.
Yeah, now do we do.
Keeping the theme.
Roland Veneers.
When at MIPIM.
Yeah, Roland Veneers, it's nice to be here. Thank you for inviting us to make you a whole day of podcasting. Why is it for you so important to talk about also, well, the topics that are now important in real estate?
Well, I think having had the benefit to walk around here for a number of days, the biggest challenge is deploying cash for the funds. You know, when can we see the transaction market coming back together? And B, if there's no transactions, what are we doing with our existing assets? There's been a lot of devaluation of assets across the board in the last couple of years.
Are these the two main topics right now at MIPIM?
Oh, definitely. And the latter one is probably more important because doing nothing is effectively losing more money. So
you need to start moving.
You need to invest. You need to upgrade your buildings to ensure that you've got assets that are ready for the future and start creating value again to your building.
But then the difficult question is, where are you going to invest your money in and how are you going to upgrade your building?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So when are you going to do what?
Exactly. So net zero roadmaps are clearly very important and then very specific for each asset, making sure you understand what you're doing and why.
Yeah.
Why being the key question here.
But why do people do it? Or why do people not do it?
Well, why they don't do it could be that they haven't got any cash available to do it because the devaluations were so high and they need to appease shareholders as well.
They really have a problem.
And they could be in a pickle and just holding their hands at the wallets, which is perfectly fine. I mean, you can do that. I do think there needs to be a bit of a discussion with the shareholders, though, as well, to say, right, don't do anything and you can see the value of your building depreciate even further and the exits will be so horrible that nobody makes money and everybody's taking a loss.
So maybe we need to do something.
We need to invest now to make sure that, you know, we get better returns at the end.
Yeah. Is that also the main, what you are doing right now on ESG and helping the companies to make a strategy and to become better, have better understanding on the value of their portfolios?
Well, not the main thing, but it's definitely a large portion of what we do these days. At the end of the day, we can only grow together, right? So we are working very closely with the institutional funds to make that happen for them, to make sure that they don't lose more money and they can actually start showing returns to their shareholders, not this year, but definitely in 2 or 3 years' time.
Yeah. How do you see, what is the feeling of MIPIM? Expo, it was like survive till 25?
Yeah, wait.
Wait. What is the feeling right now? What do you think? It's just now, well, second day MIPIM?
There is a bit of a positive vibe.
Yeah? You feel it getting more positive?
Slightly upbeat, you know, albeit very cautious.
Is everybody not looking for transactions?
Not everybody, but the word on the street is that, you know, cash does need to be deployed. I mean, keeping cash in the bank or on your in your bank account effectively is not going to create the revenues or the returns that people, your shareholders, are looking for. So something does need to happen.
The cash is there.
The capital has been raised already.
Yeah.
And we can't keep waiting, can we? So at one point we need to do something. We just need to make sure that the acquisitions that the clients do are at the right value.
Yeah, is everybody waiting till
the commercial sector comes in as well? Clearly, so the agents and all the other commercial people, they really need to assist their clients as well in making sure that they get value for money at the end of the day.
Yeah. So there is a positive vibe. What else do you take away from MIPIM?
Well, clearly the sunshine.
Yeah, it is a good MIPIM though.
Compared to the rest of Europe.
Yeah. Yeah, in Amsterdam it's raining.
Oh, yeah. And the UK as well.
Oh, unbelievable.
Just horrendous. Oh, yeah. So that was good.
Yeah. But we're not here for the weather. People sometimes think, but...
No, true. Which is why I wanted to highlight it as well. But I do see people trying to look for partnerships, team up, share knowledge about what are you doing, how can we create that added value effectively to my assets, and not being added value in the sense of building additional square meters or whatever to an existing building, but really making sure that we protect the value that we have on our assets. And then
maybe that's also a good time right now, because we now have time, because we're now not looking that much into real new developments or transactions.
True.
So we have time to look at our own portfolios.
True. And as people are doing that, you know, part of those net zero roadmaps is clearly something that the landlord makes.
Yeah.
Now, where does the biggest pain sit for a number of type of assets is the tenants, believe it or not.
Oh, tell me.
Buildings become stranded because, you know, the energy consumption of buildings is usually quite high, or can be quite high. And in how far can you make a landlord responsible for that energy consumption
of a tenant? Yeah.
Say if you've got a logistics building, just as an example, or an industrial asset. You've done everything in your power you can do. You've done the full insulation. You've done solar. Maybe you've even done wind. You've taken it completely of the
grid.
Maybe not grid, but definitely from the gas.
Yeah.
You know, you've electrified the whole thing.
Yeah.
You scored all your points. You even got a beehive and everything. You scored all your points.
All your points.
Everything is done. Only to find out that your building is stranded in 2025 still because there is a tenant in there that's got an industrial process, maybe a dry cleaner or I don't know.
Using a lot of energy.
Which is using a lot of energy. That means effectively your building is depreciated in such a big way.
What can you do about that?
And I think that's going to be the key discussion of the real estate industry in this year. How can we work with our tenants to make sure that, you know, it is a team effort? And we know that there is are the green leases, the blue leases, they're all there, but what's the value in them if they don't work correctly?
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I mean, waste separation is quite easy, but if you use a lot of energy for your core process as an entrepreneur,
yeah.
Where it becomes really difficult is that should you as a landlord then invest in that process of your tenants?
Yeah. That's difficult.
How much can you enforce that? And I think that's going to be nigh impossible. So we probably need to start looking at partly more theoretical model rather than actual energy consumption. This is going to be affecting Bremen use. It's going to be affecting your CREM analysis as well.
Wow.
But we need to go and find a way where the value of the building is actually related to the building itself and
the tenant that is in it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Very interesting. Well, we're not going to make this a long podcast because we do that in the Netherlands again. What, 2 more days of MIPIM probably?
Then we're done.
And what are you mostly looking forward to these upcoming days? Busy agenda?
It's still a busy agenda. I'm really looking forward to some good quality conversations. And from that perspective, this year has been a really good year. Really good in-depth conversations following casual meetings. Not fully booked agendas, but just good meeting, good run-ins with people to say, and then spend a good hour or two and have a good in-depth discussion on where we want to go. And I think that will create better relationships and stronger partnerships as well going forward.
What kind of real estate companies are you really looking forward to start working together with?
Oh, that's a very good question. I've always had two rules when I started with Bullers. I don't need many clients, just a few very good ones.
Yeah.
And I only want to work with people that like us and who we like as well, because then that's the only way we can be successful. Two golden rules.
Oh, nice. For I like
every,
those rules.
For every entrepreneur, I would say.
Yeah. You know. So work with positive energy with each other.
Exactly. Root out negative energy and make sure that you can grow together effectively and not just as an individual or as a one business. And I've got a really strong conviction about those two points, because that is what it does. And we are quite blessed that we are working with a nice, not massive client base in the Netherlands. I mean, Hollis in general has a really good large client base, and we're really proud of the people that we work with. But I'm also very proud of the smaller group of institutional investors that know where to find us every time, really. And we love to share our thoughts and ideas and grow with them as well.
Cool. Okay, well, we are here, of course, at the rooftop of Hollis. Tomorrow you have another whole day.
Whole day.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
Stay on the rooftop.
It started with yoga this morning, I heard.
Yeah, I think we've got...
You had an amazing panel.
Yeah, I think we've got another panel discussion tomorrow in the morning. We've got a lunch. We've got drinks later in the afternoon as well. And then it's everybody's way, really.
Speak to as much as people as possible.
Well,
yeah, the good people.
Well, I was gonna say, speak to as many people as possible. At least show you're visible, so you're willing to have a chat. But also make the time for the good quality conversations as well.
Yeah, nice. Well, good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much. You can tell my voice is going down. I'm a bit more rusty than normal.
Well, great to have you here. And thank you for inviting us to be here the whole day.
You are always welcome. Looking forward to next year.
For sure. If the weather is like this, I will be here.
We're going to be here. Thank you very much for being here as well. And it was an amazing day. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah.
Let's get to the next one.
For sure. Enjoy MIPIM.
And you as well.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the RRBF podcast. Thank you again also, Hollis, for making these episodes possible. And I hope to see you all somewhere at an international trade show. And hopefully we create a better built world together. Bye for now.